Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Even at number 603-283-6160. We get in the studio tonight. It's Aria.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Reggie Rich.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about fasting is a topic I like, right? Because food is important and
I prefer slowing.
Some people do. I mean, that's generally what I would call it when people just, like, sit on their couch all day eating and not exercising and stuff like that. I'm of the mind that fasting probably isn't that much better for you than other diets or other methods of eating. However, just that discipline, that focus is probably good for a person. We're also going to talk about Paxlovid mouth. Have either of you heard about this?
I'm sorry, what?
Paxlovid mouth. Paxlovid is evidently a medication for COVID.
Oh, okay.
And it makes your mouth taste like terrible. They have colorful descriptions, but I don't remember off the top of my head what any of them are. It's nothing vulgar or anything like that. It's just really gross sounding. Okay. And speaking of gross sounding things, you have a story about how urine may be able to help. Feed the world, evidently.
Well,
I miss doing Sundays with you, man, because you always have the weirdest stories. You've also got something about monkeys stealing evidence and a pot vending machine.
You have always got a story about monkeys. Escaping, biting people, stealing vending machines.
They stole key evidence in a murder trial.
Well,
spoiler alert.
So on the story of urine and fertilizer and all of that, because I haven't been paying any attention to it, because it's largely inconsequential to me.
Until it isn't. Until it isn't.
Well, and that's one of the things.
I've got my
own
garden at the moment, so.
That you're going to need urine for it. That's what we're saying.
I have cats, man.
Okay.
If I need ammonia, I can harvest it from my cats.
You're covered then.
Well, and that's one of the things, like, right now, oh, sure, no one's paying attention to the oncoming food crisis. No, we'll be fine.
Well, they've been talking about an oncoming food crisis now for, like, 2 years. They said this, you know, 18 months ago when we were supposed to be running out of ham, and then we were supposed to be running out of chicken, and we never actually ran out of any of it.
Okay, they were talking about that before the two largest producers of food on Earth decided to go to war with each other. That's a little different.
I'm not sure how different it really is. I mean, it's the same fear-mongering that we've been dealing with for...
Well,
okay. Since at least COVID started, and probably long before that.
Okay, and one of the things, like as I'm sure you're aware, the inflation on prices is getting kind of ridiculous at this point. So anything that affects the food supply is going to more adversely affect your prices on food, since all of the prices are getting jacked up because of all the money they printed.
Well, they're
you're
certainly
the one
like
with your own garden.
Yes, they're
okay.
Well, I also have time in which to have said garden, but there's certainly an economic reckoning coming, right? I mean, that's a given. With the amount of inflation that's going on, with the wars, with the shortages, with the supply cargo ships sitting off the coasts, certainly some sort of economic hardship is coming. Another issue with the garden was that, I mean, Conan, I do Tuesday nights with him. He's been telling us for years to start a garden. And finally, I was like, let's do it then. Let's actually start a garden.
So. It is smart, but it mitigates some of that, you know, fear.
Oh, let the meat cake. I've got a garden.
Yes.
You will be running out of ammonia. I, on the other hand, have kittens.
But I suppose.
Here's the interesting thing, right? Like, I bring in the bizarre, odd, the weird stuff. I go, like, title says, can peace save the world, right?
Yeah.
And then we, you know, Peakless, who is, you know, the upstanding intellectual, usually, until he goes, like, Yeah, I could see that. And I go, see, great.
Well, that's the thing. So, like, I mean, I love a lot of boring stuff. Like, I really enjoy listening to, like, people talk about the global economic status. And, like, I personally listen to when Jerome Powell speaks. Like, I'm that guy. And I don't talk about that much here. But, you know, since I've got an ear to the ground on that world, I mean, they've been talking more and more about, like, yeah, here's where the price of fertilizer are going, here's where the prices of ammonia, which is one of the things that you need for certain fertilizers, are going. Like, right now, there's a lot of countries that are literally figuring out exactly where that line is of, like, how little fertilizer can we get away with without decreasing it too much, which we've never tried to do. Like, as a global society, we have never tried to grow as much food as possible with as little fertilizer as possible.
You know what you got to do? Genetically modify those organisms.
I mean, that would be a sensible approach. That's what people were doing, but that's not what people are doing. Instead, they want us to eat bugs, and they want us to use urine as fertilizer. So let's talk about this then. I'm curious. Before we get into yours, let's give some general background about the fertilizer crunch, as they're calling it. And it's paywalled, so of course it is. And there's a big giant advertisement here in front of me making it completely useless. So evidently there is some sort of actual fertilizer shortage.
Yeah, well, I mean, the biggest thing is, so people do not think about petrochemicals. Like, what people think, when you think the word chemicals, you're probably not thinking literal chemicals, because literal chemicals is literally everything. I mean, everything has a chemistry to it. What you think, like, a chemical plant is not a chemical plant, it's a petrochemical plant. So all of those chemicals, those come from oil. So when the second largest producer on Earth of oil gets into a war, and that would be Russia, then okay, well, now we have way less petro for our chemicals. So we have a lot less fertilizer available throughout the planet.
So you're saying this is Russia's fault?
If I was really going to point a finger, it would be the U.S. did not pull back the troops of NATO the way that they had promised repeatedly that they would.
So anti-American, and it's Putin's fault.
Well, I mean, that wouldn't be a problem if it weren't for Putin.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't know. It's chicken or the egg. Like, who's the belligerent, NATO or Russia?
Both. They're both drunks at a bar fighting.
Yeah, pretty much.
So on the subject of fertilizer, they are, in fact, testing the limits of how little chemical fertilizer they can apply without devastating their yields, and they throw out some numbers here. Most of it's not terribly important. For the billions of people around the world who don't work in agriculture, the global shortage of affordable fertilizer likely reads like a distant problem. And it is. That's generally my take on it. But, you know, we've been...
Well, it is distant for now.
It's also, we've been fed these, the world is about to end crises for the last 2 years. They even have a term for it.
I'm not saying the world's going to end, and I'm not saying that food's going to completely be unavailable, but I'm saying that food is going to get expensive.
Well, and it has been less available recently. Like, through the COVID lockdowns, there were periods of time where the section where you would expect regular food to be was empty or sparse, where it used to be full, right? So there was evidence of shortages that the average person can see when they go to the supermarket, right? For months, just you couldn't find certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's gotten better, right, recently. But as you said, Peakless, it has gotten more expensive.
It's the little things where, like, okay, you're used to seeing a bunch of different kinds of a particular product, a bunch of different brands and variations.
Yeah.
No, there's just one version of that. Right. Or, like, you're used to seeing, you know, stacks and stacks of things, and it's like, well, there's one or two in the front just to make the shelf look like it's full.
Or a new brand you've never heard of before. Yeah.
In even the least disruptive scenario, apparently, soaring prices for synthetic nutrients will result in lower crop yields and higher grocery store prices for everything from milk to beef to packaged foods for months or even years to come across the developed world.
And
now, this is something we've all seen. It's obvious to all of us that the price of food is increasing, whether you eat out all the time or you buy it from Walmart or Hannaford's or Market Basket or wherever you're buying your groceries from. You're getting less these days and you're spending more.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about food. food is, like, this isn't something you can avoid. I mean, you can cut down on ordering most of your things from Amazon or whatever it is that you're doing, but, you know, you still got to eat.
That does seem to be the case. When we get back, we're going to talk about possible solutions for this, because the bakers of the world, they're putting on their thinking caps, and they're coming up with what they think are solutions. Among them...
Yes,
using urine to solve the... Even if it's successful, it's too late, right? 603-283-6160.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us 603 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. Talking about fertilizer here and the oncoming food shortages that we're being told about. And look, I want to be clear here. There's very definitely, almost certainly, unless, you know, a huge portion of the world dies out because of some pandemic or something unexpected like that.
Nuclear war.
Oh. Unless something along those lines occurs. Well, I tend to think nuclear war would exacerbate the food shortage. However, a pandemic that just happens to kill a bunch of people, because most people aren't farmers and truck drivers.
That makes no sense.
Well, nuclear war affects the environment and the ability to grow crops in places and
stuff like that. Like, if a bunch of people die off, then we don't have farmers and truckers and packagers and whoever else is involved in this thing.
We have fewer of them, certainly, but the average person, as I was saying, is not a truck driver or a farmer. The average person is like a gas station worker or a cashier or whatever. Not necessarily out there being the ones growing crops or transporting them from A to B. On average, if 60% of the population just died out because of a pandemic, we would lose fewer truck drivers in raw numbers than we would gas station employees. Maybe not truck drivers. I don't know. I don't know what the numbers actually are on that. But anyway, before we got into that, we were talking about fertilizer and why it's important. Now, I have a small garden in my backyard, and I didn't need any fertilizer for it, which got me thinking, why is it necessary? Why do these farmers, what is it that they're doing that requires them to have fertilizer? And a lot of it is that they're not rotating crops, and they kind of can't. They have a massive amount of wheat or whatever crop they're trying to grow, and that's the crop that they grow. So they need fertilizer to replenish the soil each year after growing that particular crop. They can't just grow carrots or something like the average person with a backyard garden can do.
Sure. Well, and that's what we're about to find out, because, as you just pointed out, they're finally going, okay, well, can we reduce how much of this we need? And, yeah, rotating crops is one of the effective ways of reducing how much of these, as they call it, artificial nutrients you need.
If you have a grid of four, right, however big your farm is, and you're like, we got to crop rotate this thing, and you cut into fours for the rotation, your yield is like 1/4. And if there's a food shortage and you go to that method,
we don't need the same number of carrots.
So there's a difference between crop rotation and lying fallow.
Okay.
So with crop rotation, you plant this kind of crop this year. So say a bunch of beans, and then next year I'm going to plant a bunch of corn there because it uses a different set of nutrients.
Okay.
So what you're talking about is letting it lie fallow. So like you just spend a period of time not planting in that area.
But if you plant corn in year two, then your bean yield for that year is that much less.
Well, no. So like if you've got you've got this one that does corn and this one that does beans, and we're just going to simplify it to that. Okay, so we do corn here this year, beans here this year, and then next year we swap them out.
Okay,
so that doesn't work on the industrial level though, because beans and beans, wheat, and soy, these things are not equivalent, right? We can't just take all of the wheat that we're growing this year and replace it all with carrots, because one, we still need a lot of wheat, and two, we don't need nearly that many carrots.
Mm. Yeah, the demand is an issue.
So the fertilizer thing is still going to have to...
Right now.
Yeah, it's still going to be an issue because we can't rotate that amount of wheat with that amount of peas or carrots or whatever, because we just don't need that many peas and carrots.
If the wheat gets expensive enough, people will buy more carrots.
And corn is its own weird, screwed-up issue. There were a lot of cornfields where I came from in Mississippi, and they were all dead every year. No successful harvests ever. It was just these people being paid by the government to plant corn. After that, it didn't really matter what happened to it.
I was going to say, not too weird. There's a subsidy on corn.
Yes. So they just wrecked the soil, and they produced nothing as a result. But they got huge amounts of money from the government for doing it.
Yeah. And they're like, what can we do with this excess corn? Put it in the cars.
Yeah. But there was no excess corn because it was just dying. Mississippi is not a great place to grow large amounts of corn.
Talk about the ethanol and the gasoline.
Right.
Yeah.
But you have to actually produce corn in order to make ethanol from the corn. You can't just produce a dead plant.
Okay.
I don't think.
Yeah, sadly, the biggest part of being a farmer these days is knowing what the government will pay you to do and to not do.
If fertilizers are expensive, we'll use less fertilizers. If we use less, we'll produce less, said a second-generation farmer. Food prices will increase, and everyone will suffer. I don't know that the first season of, like, food scarcity in the United States is going to really involve a lot of true suffering for people, because we have a lot of really overweight people.
Maybe not season one, but if it's an exacerbated issue and an ongoing problem...
I think season one people would be more or less okay.
Well, okay. Let me tell you, as someone who's been a variety of different weights, you don't become less hungry when you're fat.
I don't care if they go hungry. I care if they starve to death.
Well, you just talked about suffering. Like, suffering and death are two different things. Kind of antonyms, really.
I need my stickers.
I don't know that a person being a little hungry because they have a little bit less to eat is going to be something I would genuinely call suffering on the...
If you're talking about survival, though, this is like the fattening season, right? There's still food on the shelves. Bulk up. Get fat.
That's good advice.
And then be hungry later.
Well, I wouldn't recommend getting fat, honestly. What I would recommend is get some dry goods. Like, get some rice, some beans, that kind of stuff. Canned goods. Like, you know, get yourself something set aside. I mean, I think you should anyway. Just because it's smart, you never know.
Yep.
So commercial farmers rely on a combination of three key nutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, to fuel their harvests. These have always been key, but it was only about a century ago that humanity learned to manufacture mass-produced ammonia-based nutrients, and they go on into the history of some of that, and it doesn't really matter. Fertilizer prices are up, on average, 70% from last year. That's a huge increase in the price of something.
Yes.
Like, I talked to local restaurateurs and stuff, and they talk, I think it was roughly 7 or 8 months ago, where the owner of the Indian place here was talking to me about how the price of onions had effectively doubled for him. And that's just one particular crop, which could have been a result of who knows
one
what.
One ingredient
across
the board.
But this is across the board, a 70% increase in the cost of fertilizer, which means they're going to use that much less of it. Or they have to increase their prices to correspond to that, and they're probably not going to do that. And even if they do, Americans are not going to be happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because their paycheck is worth less as well, right? They're getting hit from all sides. With the inflationary aspects.
So fertilizer is available locally, but it's out of reach for the majority of farmers. Worse, many farmers know that they cannot recover these costs. So they're watching the price of fertilizer go up, and they know that there's just nothing they can do to get it back.
What we really need is the government to step in and help these poor farmers.
Yes, clearly.
It certainly did a good job.
Always the answer. They never screw anything up.
Well, who's going to help?
Because they're deities.
There's going to be a charitable foundation formed to help the farmers offset their... fertilizer costs?
Well, maybe if you didn't have absolutely state-controlled petroleum sources, that might help.
So runaway pricing for natural gas.
Petroleum for energy and could instead use it for fertilizer by, say, having nuclear energy.
Solar-powered fertilizer.
Is it that?
Also known as plants.
Right. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says Russia has nothing to celebrate on Victory Day.
They have not succeeded in defeating the Ukrainians. They've not succeeded in dividing the world or dividing NATO.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Linda Thomas-Greenfield called Kremlin plans for a flyover of a so-called doomsday plane an escalation as a result of Moscow's failures. Thomas-Greenfield added that Russia put themselves on the list of countries that are state sponsors of terrorism. First Lady Jill Biden made an unannounced visit to Ukraine, meeting with the nation's First Lady, Olena Zelenska, near the country's border with Slovakia. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Some pro-choice activists are reportedly calling for demonstrations at Catholic churches following the leak of a Supreme Court draft opinion signaling the end of Roe versus Wade. Virginia AG Jason Myers reminds everyone,
it's actual federal law that you're not allowed to directly intimidate and interfere with somebody in a house of worship, their ability to worship God and worship their Lord. And so this has been brought to my attention. We've taken it very, very seriously. There's also a variety of different trespassing laws in Virginia that prevent you from blocking the ingress, egress, going into a church.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The White House has not condemned the illegal leak of the draft document. Planes dumping water on New Mexico's wildfires are being grounded by strong winds. Airborne firefighters are battling six wildfires in New Mexico, including the massive Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak fire near Santa Fe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us. 03-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Equals Man Beer.
And Rich Rich.
And we do have a TikTok channel here on Free Talk Live. Bonnie put it together for us, and she's clipping videos and, you know, making videos and putting them on TikTok. So check it out at TikTok. freetalklive.com. That's TikTok. freetalklive.com.
I was going to say why, but go, Bonnie.
I mean, that's where everyone's at, right? TikTok is the largest social media platform in the world these days. It's silly for us to not be on there. Unfortunately, even though TikTok does offer live streaming, you have to have an account of a certain size with a certain number of uploads. And regardless, we're not qualified, whatever their qualifications are, we have not met them. So hopefully Bonnie's hard work over there at TikTok.freetalklive.com will allow us to meet that criteria and begin live streaming there as well.
Bring in the utes.
Yeah, get with the times, old man.
Well, I can't imagine too many.
I've had a TikTok account for years. I just never use it. As soon as a new thing comes available, I'm like, okay, I'll just create an account. And then years later, someone will tell me about it. Like, I've already got that.
See, I assumed that TikTok was going to be here for a few weeks or months or whatever, and then it was going to be gone. But its longevity has been surprising to me.
I could have told you that much. I mean, it flourishes on a short attention span.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so does YouTube Shorts, and so does Twitter.
Yeah.
But Twitter's been replaced.
Yeah, YouTube ain't hurting.
Neither is Twitter.
They're both hurting fairly badly. I mean, Twitter is down. I don't know how YouTube is doing in terms of stocks or anything like that, but Twitter just got bought by a single person who I don't trust at all, but who libertarians seem to think is libertarian Jesus. So I don't know that I put much faith in Twitter doing very well at this point.
I don't trust him either. I haven't figured out if he's a supervillain or a superhero.
He's neither.
My personal guess is that he's going to destroy us while trying to save us. That's like if I had to guess.
That's a supervillain who thinks he's a superhero.
So I have sort of the opposite of the normal perspective, where everyone thinks sort of better the devil you know than the devil you don't. And I know who used to be running Twitter, and they're terrible. So, this might be a really good change.
I mean, they're terrible for some people, and this is something that we've gotten into a lot with Elon Musk and Twitter. I don't particularly see it as beneficial. I mean, it would be good, you know, for people who tend to lean right and to lean toward conservatism. It would be good if they had their own social media platform where they didn't have to worry about being censored or kicked off or anything like that.
They did. There was a number of alternatives that popped up. And like the Twitter we're getting kicked off of Facebook.
Yeah, no one's there.
Right.
That's sort of the issue that I have with Twitter and this idea being that it's going to become this sort of social media platform that is friendly to conservatives, because they come at it from this approach of, oh, well, they're alienating half the population by catering to leftists or whatever. It's like, okay.
That's fine.
It is. And if they then allow conservatives, they're going to alienate those leftists, those liberals who don't want to share a platform with conservatives. They're not going to magically get up to 100% of the population by doing this. They're just going to cater to a different 50%.
Well, most conservatives are willing to put up with a certain amount of liberals. Most liberals are willing to put up with a certain amount of conservatives.
Right. I think it's far more likely that liberals are less willing to put up with conservatives than vice versa.
Dude, liberals are not going to put down the phone.
So here's
not going to happen. No, they'll just go to TikTok. They'll just abandon Twitter entirely.
You can't put a random thought into your TikTok. It's like you can't like type some angry tweet into TikTok. You have to like show your face.
They also still have Facebook.
Get all like self-conscious about how you look, about whether your makeup's nice. Like there's a whole thing into making a TikTok. Whereas a tweet, like you can, you know, peel yourself out of bed halfway in the middle of the morning, put some random thing in, and hit send.
Yeah, so, I understand. They also still have Facebook and Instagram and all of these other places where they can produce, and Tumblr where they can produce microblogs without having to put on makeup.
Here's the problem with Twitter, right? Because I've been on there where like the top tweeter had like less than 50,000 followers, right? That's how old my Twitter handle is. If I went back to check, like they went like through the fail well times, and I don't tweet much, so there's nothing there. But I've had it since then. Twitter started as the free speech platform,
mm-hmm.
right? In the face of everything else, they said, do what you want. And what happens is, as an organization, as a company, they were losing a section of the population from their platform because it was being overrun with the trolls,
yes.
right? Twitter turns into 4chan when you leave it to its own devices to be a free speech platform.
So, I mean, that's what happened. We've seen that repeatedly. That's our Matrix server.
So it cannot be a free speech platform. You're not going to open it up and all of a sudden have like high-end, high-level political discourse. It will be catered to the lowest common denominator. It will be overrun with the trolls. And those people who use it as a valuable service to get the message out or do whatever they want, they will leave. And then
I'm just going to go ahead and bet that's not going to happen.
Okay.
I don't see Musk allowing that to happen. I think
allowing the trolls to take over or allowing people to leave?
In which case, Musk would be better than Jack Dorsey.
How do you disallow people to leave?
I don't know, but what I'm saying is if you turn it back into a free speech platform, we already know what that looks like. It looks like it's overrun with trolls, and top people leave the platform and go do something else.
So you're basically looking at a Pareto distribution here. So as a thing tilts in a direction, it's more likely to tilt further in that direction.
Okay.
So, yeah, with 4chan, you have, you know, just wacky troll nonsense.
And you will get that back on Twitter because that's what Twitter turned into before they started banning people and putting restrictions on what you can and cannot say.
Twitter has enough people to flag that kind of nonsense that they will be able to create algorithms to filter it out. There's too many people on Twitter that aren't trolls for the trolls to take over at this point.
But if you open it back up to a free speech platform, guess who comes back to Twitter?
Yeah, the reporting mechanism would go away. The bots wouldn't be blocking those people or anything like that because it was a free speech platform.
Well, so that's the thing. Like, spam tends not to be what people think of when they mean free speech.
But that's what it turns into because it goes back to the lowest common
denominator. Oh, there's still going to be a spam filter. And honestly, what they might end up doing...
Well, we're not even talking about spam. Like, the people on our Matrix server are these exact types. They're the 4chan types, but they're not spamming the Matrix chat. Some of them do occasionally, but by and large, the vast majority is people actually typing out things to say.
Because Free Talk Live is this free speech platform. You can call in, say whatever you want. You can get on the server, type whatever you want.
Yeah, and have we been taken over by the trolls?
Yes! Good God! Yes, have you seen the Matrix server?
No. I mean here, this. Like, we're a free speech platform. Anybody and their grandma can just call in, you know? And have we been taken over by trolls? No.
Well, we've been targeted by trolls in the past, but to be fair, we...
There's been targeted nights of just nothing but prank calls. Because they're going, tonight's tonight. We're going to bomb Free Talk Live.
Sure.
And I don't know if you knew this.
There might be a night. Yeah.
But I am somewhat...
occasionally.
I am somewhat a little bit of a troll myself.
No.
Just,
I follow you on social media. It's all high-end stuff.
So I don't know how true it is that Free Talk Live hasn't been taken over by the trolls. I mean, Mark hasn't been here for a year, and he was like the only sane man for a really long time. And now it's me, Ian, Captain, and... sitting here, at least, and we tend to do a fair bit of trolling. But Free Talk Live isn't a free speech platform. I mean, we allow...
figure?
Because people can't just call in and say whatever they want. More or less. We will hang up on them. We will dump them. We will allow them to put forward arguments in certain ways, and we will allow them to express their opinions, whether we disagree with those opinions or not. But free speech platform we are not, because we can't be. We have to maintain FCC guidelines.
Regulations, we pretty much are, though.
And I'm not going to let someone call in here and explain to me why trans people are going to hell. For example, I will allow them to, you know, say that on the air, but I'm not going to carry on a dialogue with this platform. I'm not going to just, here's a platform, talk for 30 minutes or whatever. That's not at all what Free Talk Live is. We allow people to take control of the airways and share their thoughts and opinions.
New Disney movie, all trans go to heaven.
But we don't just turn over the airways to them unfettered. So I don't think the show itself is a Free Talk platform.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you would like to call in, take control of the airwaves. Because we do allow you to do that, but there are some caveats to that. You can't just call in and advocate for genocide or any of that sort of nonsense, and it has to be FCC friendly. And those are the reasons I say that we're not a free speech platform, even though we are called Free Talk Live, because we have to maintain a delicate balance here where we can't just go in here and say whatever we want. I mean, we'll get fined, and we might actually get in legal trouble depending on what people want to say. There's been people here on the show in the past who have advocated for violence and things like that, and obviously...
No, who would do such a thing?
I don't want to say they advocated for violence. You're correct. That's a bad way of putting it.
Yes, whoever would do such a thing.
I forgot all about that. Oh, man. Okay.
Did you now?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. We don't let you on with Melody anymore.
Yeah, I'm sitting there like, what? Why is he talking? I'm thinking about somebody completely different. I'm like, oh, yeah, there was that thing that happened.
Think we're getting raided now?
There were some people who were upset about a show that Richie Rich and Melanie did. I don't know who else was here that night.
It was Mark.
Mark couldn't, like, referee that.
The reason we're not allowed on together anymore is because Mark was overwhelmed.
That's unfortunate.
And decided that, nope, can't handle you two anymore.
Well, see, that's all the more reason we're not Free Speech Live, I guess. But let's go to the phones. We have Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
This isn't your grandma, though I may have met her. You guys could say, you said anybody, including your grandma, could call in.
Yeah, anybody and their grandma can call in. And
right.
Okay, I had no idea.
You definitely don't sound like my grandma.
No. If I do, she smoked way too much.
Right.
But as far as the crop rotation, that's all good and proper. But as far as letting the field lay fallow, that used to come every seventh year. And part of that was to let the soil regenerate, and the other part of it was to actually give the poor people a place where they could plant some crops.
Huh.
But
in the soilless ground.
All your farms had livestock of some sort. So they
That's also a good point. I'm one of the few people I know with a backyard garden who doesn't have some sort of chicken or rabbits or something running around in it. And I do have rabbits, but they're wild rabbits, so they don't count. The goal is to keep those out.
Just have the cats.
Ducks are awesome for, like, getting the bugs out of your potato patch and stuff.
You say ducks are?
Yeah, they work great. They just walk around like a little troop and get everything. Chickens are pretty good, too, but they're not as smart.
Yeah, chickens are not smart.
No.
But you're right. When we think of the farmer mentally, we think of someone who's probably got some sheep, some cows, some chickens, some stuff like that. They're not just out there on a tractor all day. But when it comes to these industrial farms and these massive, you know, wheat fields and soy fields and corn fields and all that, it's 100% true. There's no cows running around nearby there. They're not downhill from where the cows do their business. So the soil isn't getting any of those nutrients.
This chemically made ammonium nitrate, you don't get but a small percentage of the vitamins out of the food that you would if it was grown properly. But one of the most ingenious things that I ever saw, there was a clan, I don't remember if they were Dutch or Germans down in southern Michigan here. They used to build their barns, I forget if it was octagon, it was almost circular. So all the cows would come in and they would poke their heads to the center, so it made it easy to feed. You just threw the hay down the middle of the barn. But they cut trenches around the outside when they poured the foundation with little troughs in it. So all the pee would run down the trough to one particular holding pond, so they had a reservoir of pee tea.
And that, TP.
You take that manure and spread it on your field, and it's gold.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Major Payne. We have a story about that now. We've alluded to it long enough, so it's probably about time to get into it, because we talked about the fertilizer shortages, how this is going to affect food and all that stuff. So let's talk about it. How are people planning to solve this problem of a shortage in fertilizer? Because most people, as Major Payne points out, I mean, even these large farms, they don't have, you know, systems like that built in where they don't rotate their crops, obviously, because they can't. And they don't have systems in place where the wildlife or the animals they're raising are nourishing the soil. Just running out of ways to phrase this here.
Fertilizing.
Yeah, thank you. So how are people planning to solve this problem that isn't... Because the article I was looking at estimates a 10% decrease in the food supply this year. It's about what they're expecting.
So this is from France24.com. Can pea help feed the world? Engineer Fabian Esquilier has never forgotten his grandmother's unconventional approach to gardening. In fact, it inspired his career. Human urine may seem like a crude way of fertilizing plants in an era of industrial agriculture, but as researchers look for ways to reduce reliance on chemicals and cut environmental pollution, some are growing increasingly interested in the potential of pea.
See, this is why I take issue with the word chemicals, and you mentioned this earlier.
Petrochemical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you're peeing in the soil, you are putting chemicals into the soil.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, we tend to use chemicals as a shorthand for petrochemicals, which I honestly can't imagine that's anything other than by design. Like, the oil companies don't really like you thinking about the fact that they control all of the fertilizer and the medicine and all of these other things.
Plants need nutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and we ingest these through food before excreting them, mostly through urine, says Esquilier, who runs the OCAPI research program in France, looking at food systems and human waste management. These present an opportunity, scientists think. Fertilizers using synthetic nitrogen, in use for around a century, have helped drive up yields and boost agricultural production to feed a growing human population.
See, that's what I think when I think of fertilizer, right, is that sort of ammonium nitrate.
Sure.
Now, you mentioned that this is a petrochemical?
Oh, yeah. All of the fertilizers that we usually put on foods are petrochemicals. So around the turn of the century, John D. Rockefeller got together like a whole bunch of the best chemical minds in the world at the time, and they figured out how to synthesize literally every chemical, every single biological molecule out of oil. And that's pretty much, you know, been the foundation of our agriculture and especially of our medicine for the last century or so. like all of this stuff is just we take oil, we do all these weird things to it, and then out pops this other completely different molecule.
It's impressive science.
Mm-hmm.
When these chemicals,
until it goes wrong.
Yeah, until you run out of oil.
Well, or until you do something, you know, crazy or stupid, like the whole leaded fuel thing. Like, yeah, so you can take, like, a lead molecule and put a bunch of oil atoms around that, and yeah, it keeps your engine from knocking, but it also makes the entire population stupid and dead. And I don't mean of, like, your country.
Sounds like a solution to the food shortage, though.
Bill Gates is working on.
Well,
just put the lead back in the gasoline.
Making people stupid always causes more problems.
Take out the ethanol, more lead. 10% leaded gasoline. When these chemicals are used in large quantities, they make their way into river systems and other waterways, causing choking blooms of algae that can kill fish and other aquatic life. Meanwhile, emissions from the agricultural ammonia can be combined with vehicle fumes to create dangerous air pollution, according to the United Nations.
Well, at least the algae thing, that seems like a problem that would fix itself, right? Mm-hmm. There's bound to be some sort of fish or aquatic animal out there that would eat that particular, you know, algae.
The only thing that reminds me of is a high school teacher I had who had like a self-contained fish tank. Like the algae would grow and the fish would eat it, and it would just the tank was just dirty. Covered in algae, but the fish ate the algae, pooped it out, which caused the fertilizer to grow more algae, so you never had to feed the fish or clean the tank. It was like perfect dude pet.
Yeah, that's an ecosystem, right? That's what I would expect to happen in these rivers and in these ponds and lakes and stuff that these, quote, chemicals are washing into.
It's called aquaponics.
Okay. Yeah, but he did it in a fish tank.
Yeah, and aquaponics are brilliant because if you make an aquaponic system, you can have the waste from the fish and the waste from the vegetables or food that you're growing coalesce to each other, so it just goes in a perpetual circle and just gives you more and more fish and food to eat.
That's what I would expect to happen here. I mean, it would take some time for the ecosystem to evolve in order to handle that. Like you mentioned, that it's choking fish or whatever, but there has to be some sort of aquatic animal out there because that's the way, you know.
Over time, maybe, but if it happens.
The ecosystem is constantly going to have rock, paper, scissors.
If it happens rapidly enough, you know, human intervention, they don't have the time to evolve into that system.
Right. But some sort of fish will.
And eventually.
They will thrive, and then we can just eat that fish, and that will help solve the hunger problem. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up about these brilliant scientists' plans to use human urine to solve a problem that they created with, what else? Oil. 603-283-6160. It's free talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.